Blog Talk Radio.
Living life on the merry-go-round, and you can't find a fighter by sitting you, so we can walk it out. Ooh, mountain, we can walk it out. Ooh, mountain. My eyes, oh, all eyes like the day.
Well, it's time to wake up again, and welcome back to Grassroots Talks and our dynamic, highly qualified Dr. Clark, who is going to give us a reason to keep moving forward. Dr. Clark, good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Brown, and good morning to all you listeners out there, whether it be morning, afternoon, or evening. I'm excited to be with you once again to continue our conversation about living intentionally through grief and loss. And so we said at the close of our broadcast on Thursday that this morning we would start looking at how do we really dive into this. So up until this point, we've kind of been setting the foundation to be able to now unlock what it's going to take for us to move forward in a healthy, productive way. And so what we're going to do this morning is to look at what I call MBA. And no, it's not the business, the master's in business and administration, but it's looking at the mindset, the belief, and the action that it's going to take and that's required in order for us to move from this place of being stuck in where we are in this process of grief and loss and move forward to living healthy, productive lives. And so right after our commercial break, we'll start talking about what is a mindset? What is the mindset? And how do we shift our mindset? And where does this mindset come from? How is it created? And what is required to make this shift in the mindset during this time of grief and loss that's going to enable us to move forward? Dr. Brown?
Our show is being sponsored by Flashback Academy, where we help veterans and former foster care youth get off the street, learn some new marketable skills to compete in today's challenging society, and get some work experience. Find out more about Flashback Academy by writing us at flashbksllc@gmail.com. And for all you people on Facebook who have been making the comments, we do appreciate that. And don't be shy. Go ahead and call in and ask your question or send it to the email that I just provided you. Our call-in number is 319-527-6090. We look forward to engaging with you.
All right. Thank you so much. So the mindset, when we talk about the mind, I like to look at the mind as that most sacred space that we have, right? The space that's in our head is the most precious, most invaluable, priceless space that we contain as human beings. And because of that, it's important that we are careful with what we allow to occupy that space, right? So I tell myself daily that because my mind and the space in my mind is so valuable, if you can't pay to be there, you can't be there. So that means we are in a constant eviction process of those things that can seep into our mind and begin to clutter it and stop us from being successful and thinking on those things that are going to propel us forward. So when we think about a mindset is a mental attitude or inclination that we have, and our mindset can be one of two things. It can be fixed or it can be a growth mindset. So when we are battling issues of anger and when we're battling issues of grief, we can allow those things to get into our mind and become fixed there, where it looks like we have no way out, right? So when we are in a fixed mindset, we consider things that are unchangeable. And oftentimes when we enter into the process of grief and loss, we think that that's it. Life will never exist for us again. And to some extent, it's true. It won't exist for us how we have known it to exist. But if we allow ourselves to go from a fixed state of being to a growth set, then how we have known life can definitely change and have a new meaning for that. And so there are several reasons why our mindset is essential to our life, because we change our mindset to align with what? With our values, with our purpose, and with our goals. And we give ourselves a more significant opportunity to achieve, to take those actions, and then to live them out. So when we're in the process of possessing a healthy mindset, we typically will have more emotional stability and be able to bounce back a little quicker. And I don't really like the word bounce back. We hear that when we talk about resilience. Resilience is the ability to bounce back. But I like to say not bounce back, but to bounce forward more quickly from adverse situations. And that can happen even in the case of loss and grief. So when we have a healthier mindset, we are better able to kind of sift out some of the chaos and some of the blurred conversations that we're having in our mind. And so when we're looking at trying to enhance our mindset to help us heal from loss, we want to look at a couple things. We want to look at not setting a timetable for our grieving process, right? And that's kind of been something that I've been talking about consistently, right? We sometimes get locked into thinking it has to happen in this certain time frame because that's how society has designed it, right? We talked about the 3 days we get on our jobs for bereavement, okay, get it done, kind of like get it out your system, okay, now let's move on. We don't want to give ourselves a timetable for that. The notion is highly flawed, and it's inaccurate to think that we can put a timetable on this process. Then we want to also make sure that we allow ourselves, as we're developing this mindset, to release the emotions that we are carrying, right, and to be able to release them in a healthy manner. And so getting our emotions and our true feelings out about the grief is a critical part in this healing process. And what I like for people to look at when it comes to emotions, if you look at the word emotion, what other word is found in there? It's motion. And so our emotions are designed to have a specific function. That function is the ability to move. That's what the emotion is about. And so when we're able to take our emotions, our anger, our depression, our sadness, our hopelessness, and allow those things, do what they're going to do, because to fill them is what we need to do. So let's allow ourselves the opportunity to fill it, but then let's allow the emotion to do what it's designed to do and to move. Does that mean that it will not come back around at another time or represent itself? Absolutely not. But the next time it presents itself, because I have been in a space to where I am making a shift in my mindset and how I'm going to respond and not react, but how I'm going to respond to this surge of emotions when it comes, I can better prepare myself to deal with it the next time around. And then we also want to allow ourselves, as we're preparing to have this shift in our mindset, reaching out to people who we trust for comfort. That's not always an easy thing to do. Reaching out to others in times of distress, or when we're having a situation, or when we're in a crisis, or when we find ourselves in a little bit of setback, is easier in most situations. But when it comes to grief and loss, finding the right type of support is critical. Because, again, sometimes people think they're supporting us by way of being there for us, and they're really being more sympathetic to our situation rather than empathetic. And sometimes what we need is that whole aspect of empathy where someone is just able to be, of making connection, right? Sympathy is more of a disconnect. Sympathy is saying, okay, yeah, I hear you, I can be there. But empathy is saying, I'm putting myself in your shoes. And so it's important when you are reaching out for people who you can trust and find comfort in, that it's persons that you see that can put themselves in that empathetic role and place themselves in your shoes. And then we want to practice healthy coping mechanisms, which are some things that we'll get into when we're looking at some of the strategies. But we want to find healthy ways of being able to deal with this, right? We want to make sure that we're taking, that we're utilizing our self-care, right? So the grief and loss process is hugely based on the level of self-care that we're going to provide for ourselves. And then ultimately, how do we make a mindset shift, a shift in our mindset? We want to help others going through the same thing, right? One of the best ways to get over anything is to help others going through that same situation. So empathy and compassion are going to be the cornerstone of a healthy mindset. Dr. Brown?
I was actually taking notes. I felt like I was in school because what you were sharing was so informative and new, some of it to me as well. So I welcome that. I think when we stop learning, we are stuck. And but I'll go into that part later. But I was also reading a couple of the Facebook, and if you don't mind, I'd like to actually ask their question for you.
Go ahead.
The first one says, am I grieving just because I choose to continue to remember the good times?
That is a wonderful question. Not necessarily so. Remember that grieving are those feelings and things that we have, you know, on the inside. And we want to, part of living life intentionally and purposefully, is developing ways that we can honor that loved one through how we live, right? So if you choose to remember the good times, that can be your way of honoring that loss. And that doesn't necessarily mean that you're grieving it. So let's reframe. Am I grieving or am I honoring? So if we're looking at, oh, I remember when we did this. Oh, I remember when we used to go to the park and play ball. Or I remember when we used to go out and, you know, we went to the movies. Those are things that are honoring. Those are praiseworthy. Those are not times of, oh, why did I do that with that person? So let's reframe that and say, these are the things that I remember that are now ways I choose to honor. And shift, that's part of that shift in mindset, right? Let's look at it from a different way. No, I'm not grieving, I'm honored.
Wow. This person went on to include, I was trying to make sure I broke it down right. It read as, I talked to a lot of people about the person that I love and I lost because I don't want people to ever forget them. But do you think that I might be getting on their last nerve by talking about them so much?
Well, are these people who you can trust? Remember, we talked about making sure that when we are reaching out to people, we want to reach out to people who we can trust and who can have a sense of empathy for us. Again, that talking process for you might be a way of honoring. And so when you have these conversations with these people, ask them, is it okay that I continue to talk to you about my loved one, about this loss? Give yourself permission to ask that question, but be ready for their response. And if they say, you know, sometimes it is a bit much for me, respect them where they're at and know that we might need to limit that conversation. On the other hand, they may say, I absolutely do not have a problem with that. And you can invite them into the conversation. If they know this person, you know, if they've had a relationship with this person, ask them, you know, their opinion when you're talking about this person. But it's just a matter of a question. Just ask them, is it okay that I continue to have this conversation with you because this is healing for me? Just be honest with them.
You know, I'm going to buy that, doctor, but I'm with a bit of reservation because people who care about you start off of talking about somebody that you trust. Well, people that you trust hopefully will be the people that are going to be honest with you. But they're going to be afraid to hurt your feelings because they already know you're in pain. So maybe they're in their mind, they're going through, oh, no, not again. But they don't want to say that, right? Or they're going to start avoiding that person, the times that they may always have tea at a certain time or what have you, or go for sports. They don't want to do that because they know it's going to come up again and again. So what would you say to those persons that are in grieving? What additional can you share with them about being mindful of people's space? Because the interesting thing that I've noticed is the person that you may care about might not be the person that I care about. Not that I don't like them. I just never got to know them and not really interested anymore because they're not here. But it was good to hear the first time or two. But 2 or 3 years later, I mean, I pretty much got that person's biography, and I do want to move forward. I don't want to stay stuck. I don't like the thing of misery and pain, but I want to be there for my friend, if this makes any sense.
Well, remember when we talked about the type of grief, we talked about one that was called disenfranchised grief?
That is
that grief that a loss may be significant to me, but you may not understand the significance of that loss. And so when I'm expressing it to you, you may have that thought in your mind, like, I'm just not really understanding where this is coming from. But again, when we approach this, it's all about what we're going to give ourselves permission to do, and it's honesty. So if you are feeling and having those questions in your mind about, maybe I'm talking about this too much to this person, then maybe you're talking about it too much to that person. And right, like you said, Dr. Brown, we'll start to feel some of that energy that can signify to us that maybe I need to pull back here a little bit, right? And that's okay. And so then for us, is that a matter of us being aware of ourselves and being able to say, you know what, I apologize if I seem a little intrusive about this. This is still something that I'm working on. And so we need to make sure that, for me, it all goes back to honesty and integrity.
Absolutely.
Because if we can't surround ourselves with people that are honest and have integrity with us, then we might need to be around a different set of people because it's not helping our project.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wow. Well, that's food for thought. Folks, I hope you're getting your second cup of coffee because we got a few more moments here. And there is one other question I'm trying to make sure that I get this one right, that it was more of a comment. The individual says, I really like your show, but when it's over, I actually feel drained. Because I reflect during this whole process, I think that's what she's saying. And can we talk about that grief, that drainage thing? What do you think she's really saying here?
She's absolutely right. And so when we are talking about grief and loss, because of the surge of emotion that are encompassed in this topic, you are often left feeling drained. And so part of why I do the quotes at the end is to hopefully drain some of that draining feeling and to provide some more energy. And you really get that when you go through the workshop. Because I never want to leave anyone feeling drained, right? And so when we're talking in this half-hour segment or 15, 20-minute segment that we have together, it is a challenge to kind of hit you with some heavy stuff and then try to bring it back around so that we're feeling some energy at the end of it. And so I always welcome the fact that if that's how you're feeling, if you're feeling for a loss of energy, give me a call and let's discuss where that draining energy might be coming from. Because it is heavy. It is heavy. And there's no way around the heaviness of, you know, grief and loss. And so, again, as I'm giving those closing quotes, that's what I want you to kind of think about and find strength and find some renewal and find some restoration and some inspiration from those to kind of lift some of that energy.
Wow. Well, it's time for the closing monologue to help us prepare because just in case there's another day and we are above ground, we got to keep moving forward. And sometimes it might just be because of the inspiration that we got from that person or that experience that we had that we eventually, unfortunately, have lost. Maybe it's not so unfortunate. It may have been something that we had to go through. So can you give us the closing remarks? And I got a special song for all of you folks out there that hopefully you'll be able to appreciate.
Definitely. So we were only able to talk about the mindset part of our MBA. So next time we meet, we will definitely look at the belief system centered around loss and grief. But our closing quote for today says, rediscovering the capacity to experience joy and happiness in life is one of my ultimate goals. How I get there, or if I get there, depends on my ability to find meaning in my continued living. In large part, my happiness depends on me, not others. Now more than ever, I must seek joyful moments to let me breathe. Experiencing joy helps me know that I'm alive. I will close my eyes and embrace the moment of happiness. So use those moments of happiness to release some of that heavy energy. And until we meet again, give yourself space to grieve.
Absolutely. Thank you, Doctor.
I said, what did he see?
I said, what did he see?